And buckle up, because we're going to chat with Stephanie Klett, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, as always, it's good to see you. How are you?
I love being with you in Chicago, and it was so much fun a couple weeks ago, you visiting me and the Visit Lake Geneva team in Lake Geneva. It was a blast.
Wasn't enough time.
No.
But is there ever enough time?
There really isn't.
Yeah.
And I think you need to put some bids on those homes that are worth $10 million each.
Iridian, how much are you throwing into this? She got $5 million or $5? $5. Okay, well, we're going to work our way up to do it.
Oh, man.
The properties are awesome. But on that note, it is so fun to look at those properties, and you can quite literally waltz through people's backyards, can't you?
No, it's the greatest thing. It's the Geneva Lakeshore Path, and it's 21 miles around the lake, but it was really started by the Potawatomi Indians, and they would go village to village. And so as Lake Geneva became a village and a town and a city, they kept that ordinance in. So if you own a $40 million estate, you have to allow John Hansen and Stephanie Klett to walk through your backyard with our bottled waters and our cameras, and you will feel like you're doing something wrong. But it is the only place in the United States where you can do that, the entire, you know, the scope of the lake.
And, you know, that might seem like an inconvenience, but the vibe I get from you and other people that live in the region, you guys want the visitors there. It's a welcome part of the community.
It is. It is. And we welcome people there. And let's face it, these folks are really rich. They're only there a few weeks.
That's fair.
Then they go back to their place in Chicago and Breckenridge Beverly Hills.
Exactly. So I mentioned about how many different things you can do. And it's a little intimidating if you maybe don't have a plan ahead of time, or do you recommend going up there and discovering as you go? I guess there's two ways to do it.
Yeah,
either way it works.
It's a little bit of everything. You know, I fell in love with it when I just went up there and started walking around. And I love the lake. I love the historic downtown. But I would recommend that you go to visitlakegeneva.com, because we have thousands of things that you can do. And honestly, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way about Chicago too.
Yeah.
And just the whole Midwest, what we offer, we are not flyover country. We are fly to country. And there are so much to do, whether it's history or something fun, outrageous. Our music scene here is insane. And so Lake Geneva is this small town with big things to do. And I guarantee you, you come once, you're coming back, and every time your stay is going to be longer.
Have a Bloody Mary for me next time I come up.
Yes!
There we go. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give you Stephanie's going to give you some budget-friendly tips, although it's a very budget-friendly city overall, right?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
But we're going to get some budget-friendly ways to maybe travel or make a weekend or a week out of it. Stephanie Klett, who is just Wisconsin. Well, you're literally, we're Miss Wisconsin.
An oldie, but a goodie. Before you were born.
I know I was born. 92?
92, I love you.
I was 8 years old, come on.
I was
kicking, I was going.
And you know what? All the 8-year-olds, when I won, it was televised around the state. So my whole neighborhood had like 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. They were all wearing my button, a picture of my face.
Sweet. You became then the Secretary of Tourism in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You've been everywhere, and now you've settled in Lake Geneva. But if you name any town, you can give me 10 different places to go see and visit, right?
I sure can.
But in Lake Geneva, it's 1,000.
Yes, I can. But, wood tick festivals, we race wood ticks.
In Wisconsin? Wait, in Lake Geneva or somewhere else?
Oh, no, that's somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on another show, but literally, it's a tavern in the middle of nowhere, and it is fun.
Okay.
And you actually have to get your tick by walking in the forest first.
Oh.
And that's how you gather your tick.
And
then you race them. And then if it doesn't, when it's heat, the mayor takes out a hammer and kills it.
Okay.
But that's for another
story. That's for another show. We'll
do that another time.
That's for After Dark, WGN here. Up in Wisconsin. Okay, Lake Geneva on a budget. I say that knowing that Lake Geneva is a very affordable place, generally speaking, but we often get comments from people like, hey, what are something that I can do maybe free or a little bit less expensive or maybe a less expensive time to visit? And I think that is apt for Lake Geneva.
Absolutely. So you know I have a grandson I'm nuts about who's 5 years old named Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just spent a couple days with him. And first of all, there are a lot of affordable places to stay, whether you want a short-term rental, if if you have a big family coming in, or something like the Lake Geneva Lodge. It's a mom and pop owned hotel. It's impeccably clean. They have a picnic area. They have a swimming pool, and it's so close to the downtown. You can walk everywhere. They have great rates.
Okay.
So you can find that. Visit LakeGeneva.com, and we will, you know, if you want the opulent or if you want the affordable, we really do have it all. So we took Jackson. First, we had him walk around the lakeshore path.
That's free.
Yeah, it's free. And also, if anyone has a five-year-old, you know, man, just let them run it off.
I'm only at 5 months, so I'll get there eventually.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so we have all these parks and playgrounds. Again, they're all free, but whether it's Fontana, and Fontana's known for having a Fontana frog. They have this big frog history, and that's mm-hmm. for another conversation. But they have this frog playground, and he spends an hour and a half there, meets other kids. It's free. But we took him for a pony ride at Dan Patch Stables.
Dan Patch Stables.
Yes.
Where's that?
It is actually at the entranceway of the Grand Geneva Resort, although it's separate from the resort. He had a pony ride for
$8. $8, there you go.
Yes, and so whether it's a magic show for kids, there's so much that's affordable. It will surprise you, shock you, and you'll love it. But even kids love just coming up, playing, and then getting an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for them, that's a big day.
Let's give them some science to it, Yerkes.
Oh,
I was blown away. I mean, I know you've talked about it here on WGN with John Williams a couple times. That's why I knew the name. But until I kind of put two and two together and walked into the building, I was blown away at how cool of a scientific, obviously, building in the history of the telescope that's there. Largest refractor telescope in the world.
The world's largest refracting telescope.
I'll have to look up what that means. I said it with confidence. But no, and just the history, and just the gorgeous grounds that are there is now a nonprofit is there trying to keep it going and thriving as a place to be.
And now they have over 4 miles of hiking trails, and again, free.
Mm-hmm.
But if for kids, but especially adults, we need to be inspired too. And Yerkes is a place that you will leave absolutely inspired. You know, and that's what I love about Lake Geneva and Chicago is there is a connection. You know, Yerkes was founded by Charles Yerke from Chicago, and it was part of University of Chicago. And now it is run by a nonprofit in Wisconsin, but it's carrying on that legacy. And so, if you want to be inspired, here's just one little fact.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that our universe is infinite and constantly growing, that was discovered at Yerkes.
Really?
Yeah. And so you will learn about all these discoveries that we just take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 125 years ago, no one knew them.
Right.
And so it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool space.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Oh, it's right up my alley. I love space stuff and history stuff and not having to drive more than 2 hours to get to some of those places. And that's Lake Geneva for
it's
you, baby.
It's so great.
Places to eat. There's a lot of great restaurants, and I'm sure most of them are affordable restaurants, even the ones that are right on the lake, too.
They are. And, you know, we have so many great local pizza places. In fact, I'm going to do a shout out to the Next Door Pub. It's where the locals eat. So if you want a great deal, I think it's the best deal in the whole area. You know, you talk about kids' food, it's pizzas and pastas and kids love it, adults love it, but it's where the locals hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a little away from the lake and be with the locals, and you're going to get the tab, especially around these parts, and you're going to go, what? This is the greatest bill I've ever seen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask kind of what you're talking about this moment when I went to visit. I think there's a lot of people who go to Lake Geneva for a wedding. They've been to up there and they're like, oh, I've seen Lake Geneva.
Yes.
Or I went up for a weekend in 1985. I've seen it. I know it.
Yes.
There's so much more than even people that are seasoned and go there all the time can see. But I think a lot of us, the conceptions that we have of what Lake Geneva are, not that they're wrong, but they've been updated. They're changed. It's an evolving place.
Here's what I have to say. If you have never been on Geneva Lake, I mean on the water,
I haven't.
You haven't seen Lake Geneva.
Mm.
So you might say, you've been there, oh gosh, this is pretty. Oh gosh, there's a lot more to do than I knew here. You get on the water and it will absolutely change how you look at things. And of course, the Midwest, we have Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, but our lake is one of the deepest inland lakes. It's number 2 in the state of Wisconsin. It's a spring fed. It is clean. You could drink the water. I don't recommend
no,
it,
no,
but
no.
You could. So many outdoor activities. get on a Lake Geneva cruise line boat, mm-hmm. just to kind of get the lay of the land, take a sunset tour, party, live it up, do the U.S. mail boat tour again, the only place that, you know, is doing mail boat jumping in the country.
Right.
But get on that water, rent your own boat, get close up to these estates. And there are a lot of ways to learn about the history of, you know, these estates and who own them and why they're important. And the fun on the lake, the camaraderie, because, you know, this is a lake that people return to week after week, year after year. So folks, like, they want to have a good time. They want to enjoy the lake life. And it is, it's a whole different world out there.
Got to get out there. I think you're right. I think that you get that extra perspective. Maybe you've been to Lake Geneva 5 or 10 times. If you actually haven't seen it like me, I haven't gone on that lake and looked back. I'll have to do that and live that lake life as it is.
And I'll have a Bloody Mary waiting for you.
Maybe a bourbon, too. Can I send my order ahead of time, Stephanie?
Yes, yes.
Visit Lake Geneva. Where do you want people to go for more information on all this?
VisitLakeGeneva.com or just call me personally, Miss Wisconsin 1992.
There we go.
I'm here for you.
A couple texts coming in. I'm coming to Yerkes. It sounds so cool. I cannot wait. We have a question of the day we do on this program. I made a Lake Geneva one. Stephanie, I'm going to hand you the scripture, a former broadcaster, Emmy winner. Tell us the question of the day.
Many famous Chicagoans have spent considerable time in Lake Geneva, many with big mansions around the lake. But it was an unknown at the time Chicago transplant in a house half a mile off the lake who started a $3 billion industry in his basement when he created what?
That's our question of the day today. I'll read it after the news as well. We'll get some answers too. Stephanie, good to chat with you as always.
Thank you, John.
You're the best.
Love you.
Oh, you too.